I'm Lori.
And I'm Jeffrey.
And welcome to Southern Charm Magic, where we talk about the magic and the mishaps of planning your next Walt Disney World vacation.
And hopefully bring a little magic to wherever you are in the world.
We'll give you our honest opinions about what we think.
But always with just a little bit of Southern charm. To y'all who come to this happy podcast, welcome and welcome back. Lori, we back.
We back, finally. It's been crazy.
You act like your life's been busy, Lori. Come on.
Oh, it's so busy.
Like, I mean, just to recap for the audience out there, you are in college.
In college.
Heading for finals.
Yes.
And your son is wrapping up his senior year of high school, right?
Yes. So he has finals and all kinds of crazy things going on. Every single day they have something different.
And life is just busy.
It is busy. You've been busy too, though, not just me.
Yes, yes. Busy over here and lots of stuff on the agenda. So, real excited about everything we have going on, concerts and parties and all that kind of stuff. And it's just, it's kind of good to be getting back to normal. That's kind of our theme that we've been talking about with Disney World. A lot more good news to share with you today. And it just seems like life is getting back to normal.
Yes.
And that feels really, really good. And so with that said, we want to talk about all the news that's come out of Disney World. It's been about a month since we've been able to talk with y'all, and we're excited to be back in action and talking to y'all again, because we have like a month's worth of information to share with y'all, but we're going to hit the highlights. And I think, Lori, I think everything's good. I think it's all good news that we have. I'm very excited about that it's mostly good news coming back. And, but what we want to talk about today in our main episode after the news is something maybe we should have started off with, and that's how to plan your trip from start to finish.
Yeah, we have lots to talk about with that.
Lots to talk about there, and I think that's going to be a good guide if you're like, wait, you know, Jeffrey and Lori are the best podcast co-hosts ever. They have convinced me to go to Disney World, so what on earth do I need to do to get that ball rolling? And so we're going to talk about that. But to get the news started, Lori, you have been a fan of the minivans, right? Didn't you use one?
I have. I've used one. Once I used one.
Well, tell people what the minivans are, because we're not talking about, because obviously we can look at the word and we know what we're talking about. We say minivans, but in Disney, minivan doesn't mean like an actual minivan. It means a Minnie Mouse van, right?
Yes. It's a car or SUV, if you will. That's ran by Lyft, actually, but contracted through Disney World, and it really looks like Minnie Mouse. It's red with white polka dots on it. It's really, really cute, but you can get it through the Lyft app while you're on Disney property to pick you up, just like Lyft would, take you anywhere around Disney World property. And I think they have car seats, because a lot of people kind of get weirded out about Ubers and Lyfts not having car seats, but they for sure do have car seats. They're a little more expensive than your normal Uber and Lyft, but it's not a bad price. It's kind of like the higher up Lyft prices.
And I hope that they'll be going to the airport as well and making sure that that's another option for people to get to Disney World.
I didn't even think about that, but they do for sure.
And I think it's a great service for people to have, because as we've talked about, sometimes you can get very impatient waiting for the bus. I don't mean you particularly, Lori. I mean you in general, because I do mean me too.
Yes.
You get impatient waiting for the bus, and you're like, wait a minute, I'm not waiting. You know, you can kind of count, okay, I'm going to have to wait for two or three more buses to come take me to Magic Kingdom or wherever. I'm going to go get in an Uber or Lyft and head for the parks. And so if you are kind of like, you know, maybe not a big fan of going with a third-party service, like you want to stay in the Disney bubble, I think the minivans are a way to do that.
Yeah, and know that they have a car seat too, because not all Uber and Lyfts have them. So a lot of people, that's a plus for them.
So our next piece of news is, maybe I said we had all good news, and this I don't think really is good or bad necessarily, but it's about the airport. Laura, you haven't flown into the airport since the 50th anniversary started.
No. And well, it's already gone.
It's already gone. Apparently the 50th anniversary decor, which was all over the airport. I think I've posted pictures on social media for y'all. I can post more. It looked fantastic, because you'd get to the airport, and if you've been to the MCO Orlando Airport, you know that it has the little monorails that take you within the airport, which are a lot of fun. But the minute you get off there at the airport, they had golden stickers, like golden pictures of the 50 golden statues everywhere. Yeah. The Disney store at the airport had this huge screen with the beacons of magic. It was just all this kind of stuff that was fantastic to see. And that's all gone. They've taken that down. And so
it's weird because it did not last long.
Right. The 50th anniversary, as we discussed, is an 18-month long celebration. I mean, it's a long, yes. It's going to be going until, I think we counted it to, is it April of 23? Yes. So it's got a whole nother year left in it, but the decor has come down. And so I think that, you know, maybe they'll replace it with some other stuff and get some more Disney stuff around.
Good thing you got some pictures.
Yes. I got plenty of pictures because I enjoyed it. Because the minute you step off the plane, you kind of get, you know, brought into the magic, so to speak. And so I love that. But the rest of what we have is good news, I promise. It's like, what kind of lawyer is that saying, you know, oh, well, except for this, except for that. Don't you love it? Yeah. But good news at Epcot. Lori, tell people who's coming back to Epcot.
The representatives for all the countries. So the cultural representative program they have that has been around Epcot forever is coming back. That has been gone since the pandemic started, and they have not brought them back. They've just had like seasonal workers throughout the Epcot, and it's been so sad. So I'm most excited about this and one other thing.
I love that because it is so good to walk into a country such as Norway or Mexico or Italy or what have you. And the cast members working there are from those countries. I think that adds a level of authenticity. I remember in high school, we had a foreign exchange student at my high school from Norway. She's a friend of mine, and I think Megan really? Listened to the podcast. Yeah, so
they're my favorite country in Epcot. The people there are my favorite.
Norway, is it?
Yes.
And so so Martina, mm-hmm. if you're listening in Norway, shout out.
That's awesome.
But it was so cool when high school, when we took our high school trip to Walt Disney World, she got to go meet the people there, and I was like, Martina, they're really from Norway. You should go speak at Norwegian. I think their language is Norwegian to them. And she was kind of like, looked at me funny, like, I don't know about that. Then she did, and they had a great conversation. And so it was such a neat thing, for one thing, for visitors from those countries visiting America, yes. that had to be neat and refreshing to see that. But also such a great opportunity for everyone to go to those countries and maybe share a memory. Like I have a friend who loves Japan and got to go speak Japanese and speak to people there about their hometowns and maybe hometowns.
Yeah, that's visited. I ask them all kinds of questions when I go there. And one time I might've had a little too much drink around the countries.
And I
asked somebody in the United Kingdom Pavilion, who I still talk to today, if they had Facebook over there. And he said, no, we don't have the internet. Like, I mean, it was really funny, but really stupid of me. Oh, it's so cool. It's just to see all the people because you get to ask all these questions. Like
do you have internet?
Yes. And, but for people that don't travel out of the country often, like, I mean, I've been out of the country once and I don't like to fly. So, you know, it's going to be a long time before I go to the countries. I like to see the different people, and they tell you things about their country, and they know more about it than somebody from Orlando that's working in there now.
Right. And so I think it just adds a whole level of depth. I mean, that's really the word I come back to. It's depth or immersion, yes. or putting you, you know, bringing you that cultural connection. And I think that's why they have it. They call it the cultural representative yes. program, because it does represent those cultures. And then most importantly, you can use your newfound Spanish skills, Lori.
I know.
And so you'll have that opportunity as well. Mm-hmm. To practicar su español, if I said that correctly.
You did.
I know when I quoted Coco in one of our earlier episodes, I had to issue a correction. So I hope I didn't mess that up. Right. But anyway, I'm so excited that it's coming back to Epcot and looking forward to that. But what's your other thing? Lori, you said there's one other thing you're real excited about. What's your next thing?
The Hoopty Doo musical review coming back June 23rd. We have an actual date. And I just want to know if Bob's going to be there.
Bob?
He's my favorite waiter. He's my waiter somehow.
He's your favorite
every single time.
Waiter. He's not even a character in the show. So those not familiar with Hoopty Doo is the Western Review at the Fort Wilderness Resort and Campground held at Pioneer Hall. It features an all-you-can-eat buffet of ribs and all the fixings. And it's this vaudeville comedy act. And I did not just read that. That is all from me.
I was about to say, you sound like a commercial, like really commercial.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for listening to Southern Charm Magic, the podcast. No, we're not on break. Sorry, had to practice my commercials. But no, I love the Hoopty. I grew up going to the Hoopty Doo. I have so many good memories there with various family members.
You would and it see has, Bob. You would know Bob.
I would know Bob?
Yes.
I'm going to have to cut. I'm gonna
he never smiles.
Well, how friendly.
He's funny.
I thought you're definitely talking about one of the six characters of the show. I don't know their names. I forget their names. But they have like, you know, it's corny humor. It's like slapstick comedy. It's a dinner show. And so we were upset. You know, we discussed previously, I think, that the Luau is closing at the Polynesian. That was the other dinner show. There's two dinner shows. You can go to the Luau Polynesian or the Hoop-De-Doo at Fort Wilderness Resort and Campground, and now it's just Hoop-De-Doo back. So there are a lot of people were nervous that Hoop-De-Doo would get the boot. It's been closed since the pandemic, but it is back. And honestly, Lori, I am considering just doing a weekend trip to go visit the Hoop-De-Doo. I think that would just be everything.
I really wish that I could figure out a weekend to do it because I really want to.
Yeah. And
it's my family's favorite by far. My husband's, I mean, everybody's.
Well, we need a trip. I think we're gonna have to do a trip and go see the Hoop-De-Doo. We highly recommend it. There's a picture on social media we've already posted before even talking about it here. So go check it out. It's a lot of fun. Promise y'all have a good time. Over at Epcot, Connections Cafe has opened. I think it's soft open. It'll officially open soon, but I am so excited that's a quick service restaurant kind of by the big ball Spaceship Earth at Epcot, and that area has long needed a quick service restaurant. But their whole thing is that they have food from all over the world. Like, what kind of stuff do they have there, Lori?
I saw all kinds of stuff. I have pizza, curry, a Southwest burger, apple pie shake, cucumber Thai basil cooler. I think that's what you're gonna get.
I think that's what I'm gonna get. I'm down for, well, that and the apple pie shake. Like, I'm down for that.
I saw some other stuff is what I was trying to look for, but I can't see it again.
But it's got a ton of stuff from trying to do from all over the world, you know, different and inspired things, like maybe American food with different twist from all over the world. So it's looks like a lot of fun, but really it just needs that area needed a quick service location. But also there is the new Starbucks location.
I saw that just today. I saw that they had a picture. It looks like too uniformish to me. It doesn't look like Starbucks. It's weird.
Yeah, it looks a little more like, honestly, like a university dining hall kind of vibe.
Yes.
That's kind of the vibe I got, kind of like a student union type vibe. Or maybe an airport lounge type thing.
Yes.
I'm not sure. I mean, I haven't been yet, so I hate speaking about something before I've seen it. But I know where it's at. And so the Starbucks that previously existed towards World Showcase, kind of towards Canada, like you're going towards Canada, that is closed. It is no longer operational. I'm not sure what they're doing with that. But Lacey, please keep in mind that is where your Starbucks will be. Lacey is a very strong supporter of ours and loves Starbucks. She lets me know where all the Starbucks are in the various parks. So
that was just a little, it looked like a temporary building kind of, that Starbucks. So I bet they'll move it.
It
move
did.
That out.
It did, but it was there for like years.
It was.
I think it started off as temporary and they're like, you know, we're just going to keep this here for a few years. Next piece of news, it's just, again, this is all good news coming from here. It's just absolutely huge for it's not big in terms of like a new attraction or something like that, but it's so big to so many trips. I mean, Lori, how many times do people ask you, where can I meet this character? Or where can I hug this character or get a picture with them? Like, how many people ask you that?
Oh, every single person going to book and plan their trip, they want to know, and a lot of people wouldn't go.
Oh wow.
No.
And so the news is that character meet and greets are back. You know, we had posted that on social media previously, but the character meet and greets are back. You can now hug them, shake their hands, high five, selfie, autograph. There, it's all back.
It is all back But not all restaurants are back.
Not all character restaurants, right?
Yeah, not all character restaurants. I haven't heard which ones aren't doing it, but I've heard that it's up to the specific restaurant if they're allowing them.
I've got a short list as of now, as of the date
this okay.
episode drops. There's a short list of who all has character dining now. It's Chef Mickey's at Contemporary, Cinderella's Royal Table at Magic Kingdom, Garden Grill at Epcot, Hollywood and Vine at Hollywood Studios, Ravello Breakfast at the Four Seasons, Storybook Dining at Wilderness Lodge, Topolino's Terrace at the Riviera, and Tusker House at Animal Kingdom. Those are all very heavy. You're talking about Fab Five and Chippendale, and by Fab Five, I mean Mickey, Minnie, Donald, Goofy, Pluto, sometimes Daisy. Poor Daisy. They need to be the Sensational Six or something. I don't know. But
yeah, she's at Topolino. She's awesome at Topolino.
Yeah, and she's a lot of fun there. And I think y'all have been to Hollywood and Vine. And
yeah, I was going
to
say that is Disney Junior characters too.
Disney Junior and stuff. Yeah. And so, but most of the stuff you're going to see is Mickey centric. Cinderella's Royal Table has Cinderella, but there are, I know, a few more character restaurants out there that have not really resumed character dining. Crystal Palace being among them is one of my favorite meals.
1900 Park Fair.
And that's a great one. One of my favorite breakfasts on property. There's that new one that they had at the boardwalk with Rapunzel. And I forgot about that. And Ariel and Eric.
And the one in Norway that I can never say the name.
I've pronounced it Acre House. I know what you're talking about. But Norway, I mean, that's been converted to a some type of insurance lounge, insurance company lounge.
Yeah, so. But it was closed the last time we went. Mardi Gras.
But I think we have to talk about the importance for people to go hug Mickey again, you know, or Minnie or Pooh or whoever it is you want to see. That means a lot to people. It means a lot to kids, adults too.
Right. It's huge.
And we haven't been able to do that in the past couple of years. I will say with my socially awkward self, I've loved waving from a distance and getting selfies from a distance.
Same.
It's like no interaction. Like we don't need to talk. We don't have to, you know, hug or anything. Like there's no awkward interaction. Just, hey, from a distance, let me take a selfie. And I have 8 billion pictures and selfies with them. But for so many people, they want to get in and get the hug, especially the kids. You know, I was traveling with a lot of kids on my last trip, and the little girls just wanted to meet the princesses. Like we want to meet a princess, whether it's Cinderella or Tiana or whoever. We want to go meet them and take a picture with them. And, you know, they couldn't. And so it's just so good to get back to normal for that.
I agree.
And we hit, so aside from that, again, we're just keeping on rolling. Another milestone was hit. As far as getting back to normal, and that is that, and what is that, Lori?
The final All-Star Resort opened.
So that was sports, right?
Sports. And that is the last resort of all of the resorts to open. So now all of them are back open.
So that is a very, very good thing for Disney. All the resorts are back open. I think Disney is more or less fully operational. There's just one more thing we're waiting on for me to say we're 100% back to normal.
Fantasmic.
You know it. I'm waiting for it. Once that is fully open, I'll be satisfied.
Once the restaurants are back to normal to me. They're like not all back them? To normal.
Yeah, yeah.
A lot of them are on price fixes still. I don't know if you've noticed that since they moved. Like you have to get, you know, certain things, but for a certain price. The Norway restaurant, I went every single trip. Every single one.
Did you
and
really?
Garden Grill breakfast. And I don't know if that's going to come out because Epcot's hours have been so weird, but that's my favorite. Like, I don't know. Once the restaurants become all the way back to normal, then I'll be okay.
So we need Fantasmic and we need fully normal restaurants. That's what we need. All right.
Yes.
We're going to work on that. Disney, get it together. So this is kind of a little unofficial / official, but, one of the complaints from someone in my group on my last trip that the Festival of the Lion King just wasn't the same. And you know, right now it's not, and I'm talking about the show at Animal Kingdom, right now it's not called Festival of the Lion King. It's called a celebration of the Festival of the Lion King. Did you do that on your last trip?
We did not.
You skipped? Oh, it's so good. It's still so good. But there's two elements that are missing from it. from the show, and that is, first of all, the absolutely iconic Tumble Monkeys.
Yes.
People love some Tumble Monkeys.
They are coming back, right?
And they're coming back. And then the two is the Soaring Birds. They have the birds, but they didn't soar. So if you're a bird fan, because, you know, the birds, you know, they go flying, you know, in the air and stuff. And they didn't fly. Yeah. I don't know why they didn't fly, but they didn't fly. But the flyers are coming back. The birds are going to fly again. And the monkeys are going to tumble again. And all will be well.
You said that was unofficial? Disney hasn't announced that?
Well, I think what happened is that Disney released the casting call for it.
Oh, okay.
So they're hiring people. They're in the process.
Oh, like they, and you know, they did that with Hootie Doo a long time ago.
Did they?
Yeah.
They put it out. And so they're taking steps. So we'd expect that to come back soon.
Okay.
And so, Lori, do you have a Disney Plus account? And there's a reason I'm asking. You have a Disney Plus? Well, what do you get with that Disney Plus subscription now?
You can get up to 25% off of a resort, Disney resort, for the next couple of months. I think it's just trips into September.
Oh, okay. So you need to jump on that quick then.
Yes.
So, and that's, I mean, that's a huge savings because, look, I'm not going to do a Disney Plus advertisement. I mean, you know, that's a decision for you whether to get it or not get it. But I mean, right now, I think the price is like $7.99 a month. So if it's worth it to you to save 25% on your hotel rooms, that's an option for y'all. So if you're looking to save money,
you can. I just booked somebody for Animal Kingdom Lodge far cheaper than Caribbean Beach with the discount.
Get out.
Mm-hmm.
No way.
Yep.
That is wild. That is absolutely wild. So that's well enough worth it alone to do that.
Because Animal Kingdom Lodge is very, very nice on the inside. It's not a Savannah room with the animals, but it's still a very nice resort to stay in.
I've never stayed there, but I did go on my October trip and spent some time visiting and taking pictures, so I'll have to make sure I post that.
Yeah, I've never stayed there either, but
that's
what I wanted to do over the summer. If I could figure out time, I want to do a split stay at Beach Club and Wilderness Lodge and Animal Kingdom.
That sounds like a nice trip.
Yeah, just I want to go to all the pools.
Well, invite me. One more piece of news before our final announcement.
Yeah, and this is a big piece of news.
So, big piece. Will you take it, Lori?
Masks are completely gone. They're completely 100% optional on everything. Transportation, parks, inside, outside, hotels, everything. They are completely optional.
How excited are you for that?
I'm so excited.
So y'all, Lori and I went along with our friends Lacey and Jan in September of 2020, right after the parks reopened.
Right after.
And masks were required literally everywhere.
Like every second?
Like outdoors, on rides, in hotel lobbies, outside hotel lobbies. Like basically you could only take it off if you were, you know, what, stationed
actively
eating and drinking.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then in your hotel room. And so it was rough. I'm not going to lie. The Florida humidity and the masks, it was absolutely rough. And so to enjoy that now, because on my last trip, it was just required on transportation.
Yeah,
so,
and I would forget it every time. I have to get in trouble.
So yeah, on the Skyliner, on the monorail, on the boats, it was just everywhere. You know, and then now not to talk about really what's going on nationally, but nationally it's been the mask requirement has been removed on all federal transportation at the time of recording. There's no mask requirement basically anywhere, you know.
Even international?
International, I'm not sure.
Domestic for sure. I think international is still.
Yeah, I mean, there's some different laws that apply there. Yeah. But so if you have been waiting for Disney to get normal, as far as the mask requirement and all that, then, you know, now is your time. So
yeah, that number, mask and character meet and greets have been a huge blocker for everybody, for a lot of people wanting to book. So now, like, there's no question, everybody should book.
No question. Everyone, book it while you can.
Yes.
And the last bit of news, that Guardians of the Galaxy Cosmic Rewind, the newest attraction at Epcot, is now in preview mode, and it will be formally opening on May I believe it's May 27th, Memorial Day weekend. Yeah. And it is the big new attraction starring the Guardians of the Galaxy of the Marvel fame. There's a lot of celebrities going to be in there. They announced this this week. Terry Crews is going to be in there. If you know who that is, he's going to be in there with Glenn Close, as well as obviously the Guardians, you know, like Chris Pratt and all those types of people will be starring in the attraction. And
I wonder if they'll be there for opening day.
Oh, you never know. And so it's kind of funny, like Epcot has a thing of kind of different celebrities popping up in the different attractions. Like, you know, you never know who's going to pop up over there. So that's going to be, I'm trying to avoid spoilers. I know. Well, you know, Ellen, she, you know, got her animatronic back. So that, the reason Lori's saying that is because Guardians of the Galaxy replaced Ellen's Energy Adventure. And that starred Ellen DeGeneres and Bill Nye, the Science Guy. And I can't even tell you, Lori, when the last time I rode that was, because it was
open. I rode it right before it closed.
Did you? What year did it close?
Yeah, it's a good resting. It was a good resting.
I mean, it hasn't been closed long. I want to say like 2016, 2017. I mean,
yeah,
even later than that. So it, but yeah, so it was definitely a rest period. I think it was like, what, a 45-minute attraction or something?
Yeah,
like
that. It was a good rest time.
Oh, gosh.
I know.
That is...
I mean, it needed to be updated for sure. But I will say, not spoiling anything because I don't really know anything, but of all the TikToks that I've watched of cast members that have rode the ride, they say it's the most incredible ride that they have ridden.
Really?
In Disney. That it's a fun roller coaster, but it's very smooth. It's the smoothest. It's just, they say it's very well done.
Well, we got to check it out. So I'm planning a weekend trip. Hoop-dee-doo review, hug Mickey Mouse.
Yes.
Ride Cosmic Rewind. That's the trip.
Yeah. And if I can figure out, I'm going to, but.
All right. Y'all are all invited. Y'all come with me.
Yes.
And then we'll go eat at Connections after doing.
No, I'm not. But
why not? Why not? All right. Let's take a break and then we're going to get into some trip planning. Have you ever seen something in the parks that you wanted and you just had no idea how you were going to get it?
Every single day.
So we have new friends at Shop Mini Mart. It is a shopping service and they will go to the parks, find the products you want and ship them to your house. How awesome does that sound?
That sounds awesome. I feel like I might need to use them today.
Yes. So we 100% recommend you follow this company online and use their services so they can shop for the products that you can't find online or anywhere else, and they can ship them to your home. So you can find them online. It's called Shop Mini Mart. That's ShopMiniMart. Shop Mini Mart. Follow them online and enjoy your shopping. So Lori, maybe we should have started off by telling people how to plan their trips. Oops.
We've said it. We've given little details, little things that to plan their trip.
Right. Everything we do.
But not all the way around.
Yeah. So, you know, it's episode 13 now. So, you know what? Now is the time.
Lucky 13.
Now is the time. Now is the best time. Do you know what attraction that's from? Trivia question out there while I try to stump Lori with it. It's Now is the Time, Now is the Best Time, Now is the Best Time of Your Life. That was originally the song for what Walt Disney World attraction?
I don't know. Not, sounds familiar.
It is actually the original song for Walt Disney's Carousel of Progress.
Oh, no, I was going to say that, but that's stupid. I don't like it.
me and Lori don't do well with change. Well, I certainly don't do well with change. Lori probably does better than me, but, you know, we're very protective of her carousel, but I think that was the change is now is the time. Now is the best time of your life. I would sing it for y'all more, but that's how you lose listeners, not gain them.
How do you know all this trivia? I am a terrible trivia person.
We are, you know, Disney trivia is my jam. And so there have been issues where, I have unfortunately lost Disney trivia in Baton Rouge, but it was all like a complete sham. And so I'm hoping that trivia starts around town again so I can reclaim my throne. But me and my friends have once won Disney trivia. We have won, but when I've lost, it was all a sham. So just.
Well, I told you the one time I tried to play trivia in Disney World, actually, at Port Orleans, because I knew that me and my sister would win because it was all about Louisiana. And we most definitely did not win. We didn't get any right, I don't think. They felt so sorry for us to give us a present. Anyway.
Y'all got the participation trophy?
Yes. No, I think it was the trophy for the winners because they felt sorry for us because we were not that smart like y'all we should have been.
You got a sympathy winning trophy?
We did. It was horrible.
Oh, my.
Emily did it.
You're just going to blame your sister like that.
Yes.
Poor Emily. She's just trying to support her sister and getting dragged on. She did not.
She won't hear it. Her husband will, but she won't. He's our only fan in my family.
Oh, boy. That's rough.
He's the only one that listens.
That's rough. Thank you, Ben. Thank you for listening. And we encourage the rest of Lori's family to listen at some point as well, because they may, you know what? One day when Lori doesn't feel like planning their trip for them, they're
going to
get information. So with that said, Lori, let's help people plan their trip. So I feel like this is like one of those books or talks to start off. So you want to go to Disney World.
Yeah.
So me and Lori,
what do you do now?
Right. What do you do now? So there's a lot. The thing is about planning Disney, there's so many decisions to make. And I think a lot of what we are going to talk about has been answered in our debates episode. That's episode 10. But there's a lot of decisions to make, but what's really important is to get your timing right.
Yes.
And so your first deciding factor is when to go, right?
I mean, for sure.
I think that's the first thing. You need to decide when to go. And that was addressed in our episode 3. So listen to that as when to go, because there are certainly better times than others to go to Disney. It does depend on if you're going for theme, i.e. you want to go for Christmas or Halloween, or, you know, Food and Wine Fest, or if you
summer want to go around your kids' school schedule.
And that's what I think what a lot of people are locked into. It's like they have, you know, the holiday schedule or it's summer. So, you know, that's the first thing. But the second choice I'm going to say is where to stay, wouldn't you say?
Yes. And disclaimer, I'm going to have a disclaimer right now because of what I do.
Uh-oh.
Your best option is to get an authorized Disney travel planner to help you with all these decisions. There are a lot of things that you're going to need to decide before you contact them or right when you do contact them. But my biggest advice, even if it's not me, any of the authorized, make sure they're authorized through Disney to help you do it. It is no cost, zero cost extra for you.
I 100% support that. If you are, especially for our new travelers, you know, yes. I'm very, very picky and protective of my Disney trip.
Right.
Lori is the only person who I've ever allowed to help plan something. Even then, I only just let her do the hotel room.
Right. He just gives me his credit card to call to get it done. He does it all himself.
So, right. So, I mean, I can vouch for it. But really, especially if you're new, call an authorized planner. Get somebody who knows what they are doing to help you. Obviously, yeah,
especially right now with all the changes.
Right. Obviously, you know, listening to our podcast is step one. That's your real step one, is listening to our podcast.
You're right. That is step one.
But once you do that, so you've decided when to go, and you've got to decide where to stay. I mean, and a lot of that is based on your budget.
I was about to say, I think budget might be step two, and then step three. Because budget is big time. You need to know that before you can decide on hotels.
Right. And so what is the earliest? Like, you're like, okay, I know when I want to go. Like, okay, I want to go for Christmas, this Christmas. I want to go this Christmas. What's the earliest I can book that hotel?
The hotels, room only, you can book 499 days out.
No way. 499. Yes. Lori, I don't know what I'm doing for dinner tonight.
You're right. But a lot of people are big planners, especially you're a single guy, so you don't plan and you don't have kids. But a lot of people, especially people on a budget, need to plan minute by minute out that far so they can know how much money they need to save and when they can have it all done. I am not a planner. I wish I was. I am a planner, but I'm not one that organized and say, okay, I'm going to save this much money. I'm not that way. I wish I was. But a lot of people are. So 499 days are room only. And you can do that. And then once packages become available, which packages like for 2023 are not out yet. They do randomly send those out. Like, it's not a set time if they say it's able. Like, they'll just one morning you will wake up and say, oh, the 2023 packages are out, or the packages for the next year. You can convert your room only to a package where you add your tickets. And if and when the dining plan comes back, you can add that too.
Well, we're going to have a lot to say about the dining plan whenever that comes back.
That's going to be huge. We were talking about all the factors people are waiting for. That's another huge one people are waiting for.
Yeah, I've only done it once or twice. So, I mean, that's never been a factor for my vacations.
Yeah.
But keep in mind, I'm going, I'm going to say once or twice, that's over somewhere between 30 and 40 trips.
Yeah. The Disney dining plan is people either all for it or all against it. There is no in between. The people for it is just to kind of help, kind of when you plan a trip, you're prepaying for it and you know your budget.
So when you say a package, the package, mm-hmm. as of now, if you were to book a I call you today and say, I want a package, is it's just room and ticket?
It's room and tickets, but as of right now, Memory Maker, and the difference between the room and package, it's a $200 deposit. You can add trip insurance to it. And if something happens, you don't have to, even without the trip insurance, if you book a package, you can make changes to it and take away and do everything up until 30 days before. And if something was to happen, you can cancel it and not get penalized in any way and get your money back. And that way people can pay on it monthly or however they want to pay on it.
Oh, that's awesome. And so how far in advance can you make the reservation for a package?
As soon as they come out, you can do that. And so if they come out for 2023, you'll be able to make it all the way through December 2023.
Okay. So that time is flexible, but just to confirm, 499 days for room only. And we have some flexible time for the packages. And so packages, you'll want to talk to your Disney, authorized Disney travel planner to see when you want to do that.
We make lists I have a huge list on who to contact as soon as 2023 comes out, but a lot of people do the room only for the very busy hotels, especially Mardi Gras next year, 2023, that's less than a year away. So a lot of people want to get that down. So if you want to go in 2023, I would do a room only and then convert it over.
And we highly recommend going at Mardi Gras. Listen to episode 12 for before it. We had a lot of fun, but keep in mind the rest of Louisiana will be there with you. They just will be. It's fun, but it's a lot.
But we're cool people.
It's all good people. But so if you do go separately, so I've booked the room 499 days in advance. How early can I buy my tickets?
The tickets should be around the same time they should release them when they do release the packages. I'm pretty sure that's why they have not released packages, because they haven't released that you can buy tickets yet for that, past, I think, January 4th of next year. So, that's just Disney. This year, they came out with the 2022 packages real early, and that was because we were coming out of a pandemic. So, I expect it all to be soon, and then the tickets, they have a big window of when you can buy tickets. Normally, it's going to be all the way. Once they release it, it's going to be through December 31st of that year.
And if you're buying tickets far in advance, your tickets are in advance, really far in advance, when you're going, you bought your tickets. When should you add Genie Plus? Do you have to buy it right then, or can you wait until you get to the parks? Or
you can wait until, if you decide to add it, you can add it. For packages, for sure, but there should be an option in your app once you have tickets to add it if you want to add it. But my thing is, if you don't buy it when you buy your tickets, then I would just wait, because you may not want to get it every single day. If you're not dead set on it when you buy your tickets, I'd probably wait until the day of and buy it.
For the record, I strongly recommend Genie Plus. Listen to more about that in episode 9, but I'm a big Genie Plus person. I think you should have it. But I think it may be easier to link if you buy it all together in a package. I don't know if that's the case. I could be making that up.
It just depends. And that, let's not get into their terrible app and website right now. That's going to be a whole nother episode. But my suggestion is, if you want to, you are not this person because you're one person, but if you want to book a Disney trip, I would try to do it as early in advance as I could, because the rooms do fill up and you may not get the hotel you want. Park reservations are a huge thing right now. You want to book your park reservations as far in advance as you can. And then dining, you want to be able to get all the dining you can. And now you can only book dining 60 days out. It used to be 180, right? Remember, right. It was 180, huh?
Right.
So that's the biggest thing. Do it as soon as you know you want to go, even if it's a thought, and you just put your deposit down or whatever, and you can change those dates a little bit. I would, if it's just a thought in your head and you can do it, I would just book as early as I could.
And so, but that's the next big deadline. So you've picked your when, you picked your where, but you got to pick your dining. So that's, as of now, 60 days in advance.
Yes.
And that may influence your decision about whether to get a park hopper. So right. For example, if you're having, you know, breakfast at Be Our Guest, and then you want to go have dinner at, you know, Le Cellier, or, you know, Tutto Italia in Italy, or Epcot, or wherever you want to go, keep in mind that may require you to get a park hopper. Yeah. As well as the days you're going to the park. So keep in mind at 60 days, once you get your dining reservations, that may impact your trip. You know, if you're determined to go to a particular restaurant like Ohana or something like that, that's something that's maybe that's harder to get into, like Space 220, maybe you have to rearrange your trip like that.
Mm-hmm.
But I think
that you may not be able to change your park reservations. I did recently just have somebody, we couldn't get their dine in the way they wanted it. And they were just going to change their park reservations, but they forgot to do that. And they tried to do it like a week before their trip, which was spring break last week. So they had no more park reservations available, and they canceled all their park reservations. So they had zero park reservations, and they almost had to go to Disney World with none. But I spent like 5 hours on the phone. So like, it's just a big, you need to do everything as far in advance as you can. But if you don't worry about it. There are still ways to get reservations in hotels. You just might not get exactly what you want. You just can't be upset about it.
So, an important point there, and some things that you and I have learned the hard way over the years, but when we say 60 days in advance, we not only mean 60 days in advance, we mean at a very particular time of morning when those open. Like there is a magic time. And that goes for especially event tickets too, I believe. Like
yes.
Halloween party, sure. Party and all that. What time is that?
It's, well, our time, it's 5 a.m. our time. And sometimes it opens at 4:45 a.m. a little bit earlier. But that's another reason to use a travel agent or travel planner, is they can help you. If you allow them, you give them your password to your My Disney Experience app, they can get on and do your reservations for you. A lot of people also wake up and do it with the travel agent just to make sure they get what they want. But if you don't want to wake up at 4:45 in the morning or whatever time it is, your time, then your travel agent will do it for you. Or if you have a friend that's going at the same time, they can do it too.
That's right. Don't we know that lesson, that your friends can help make your reservations, even if you are a Disney authorized?
Right, because I had 12 clients at one time going the same day, because we live in Louisiana and everybody was going that day.
Everyone was going that day. And so look, if you're like me and you cannot get up early in the morning to save your life, maybe it's worth it to hire an authorized travel planner just for that reason alone, to get up at 5 a.m. and make reservations. But it is that competitive. And so when you do that, if you are at a Disney resort, you can make your entire trip, make reservations for your entire trip at that time.
Yeah.
So it really is that. So when you get on and you're like, oh, well, I'm the first person. It is, you know, 5:00 a.m. I'm on the Disney website and things aren't available. This can't possibly be happening. It's because other people whose trips begin earlier than yours have made reservations at that time. So really you can do it, you know, 62, 63, you know, however long your trip is, you get to make it, you know, 60 days in advance from the beginning of your trip. And I think that's why you find that a lot of popular reservations are taken. And so a lot of times I'll try to work backwards. I'll know that. So if I'm trying to get Space 220 or Ohana, yes, I'll work on the last day of my trip and kind of work backwards, because I know that, you know, most people aren't eligible for those later days yet. So there are strategies that you need to know, but the important thing is that if there's something you really want, you have to be ready to book 60 days at 5:00 a.m.
Yes.
And that really, you know, to the victor goes the spoils. That's what you have to do to get what you want. It's,
right.
It's a whole process.
But don't give up if you don't get it.
No.
Other ways you can get it.
Absolutely.
Talk to your travel agent about that.
Right. There's tips and tricks. And then as on the flip side of that, what about canceling? If you have to cancel your trip, which is very sad, and I've unfortunately had to do it before.
Me too.
What are the rules on that?
Well, for room only, you know more about that. I've never gotten a room only. It's just
wow.
2 days or how many days before? And they've also changed these recently because of COVID.
Right. I know during COVID, it was almost like,
it was like a day, like the day before.
Yeah. Yeah.
It was
like 24 hours.
Yeah.
And I've had to cancel due to a hurricane, which we discussed as well before. That would have been in episode 2, but I've had to, you know, move my entire trip. Basically what I did on my hurricane trip, the last day of my original trip was the first day of my new trip. So I've kind of just flipped it all on a day. And Disney was very, very flexible. As far as cancellation, I've had to cancel another time due to a hurricane. They're very, very flexible when it comes to that.
They really are.
But you do have to call them, and it is just that wait time is something
else. The wait time, but it is, I think it's 5 days.
Right.
It's 5 days to get your full refund for a room only.
Yes, that's my understanding. It's 5 days.
Yes, 5 days. And then, but like we said, they're very accommodating, especially in the world today with sickness and stuff. Just call and talk to them. But the package is 30 days cancellation without a penalty, and you get all your money back. And after the 30 days, it goes like 2 to 29 days. They have a cancellation fee. You will be refunded everything but your deposit. And there are just different things that they take into consideration. But there is when you have a package, you can get trip insurance, which would help you if you needed to cancel like 1 day before. Also, the trip insurance does some other things. So just make sure if you decide to book it through just Disney themselves, they can talk to you about the trip insurance too. But they have a really lenient cancellation policy. They try to work with you for everything. The tickets are non-refundable. If you buy just tickets and room only, tickets are non-refundable for sure. They're non-refundable, non-transferable. But you can get them to put a no expiration date on them.
Nice. And that's important to know. Yes. So I want to talk about just briefly kind of shifting gears to the importance of planning versus, you know, spontaneity and, you know, being spontaneous in the parks and doing things last minute. I remember being in the parks recently on a recent trip, and we didn't know where we were going to eat. And yeah. I had a very, shall we say, picky family member who wanted a sit-down restaurant, and we were in Epcot, and there was no sit-down restaurant to be found. And at that point, I wished I had made a reservation for all of my meals and just maybe canceled them or something like that. What would you say about, should you overplan? Should you underplan? What are your thoughts on that, Lori?
I'm an overplanner for sure. I'm an overplanner. But I do try to finalize it all well before I go, like a couple weeks in advance in case somebody wants that reservation. But I am an overplanner because of stuff like that.
Yeah, I tend to be an overplanner too, but I think it's important for everyone out there. Disney World can get overwhelming at times, and there's just a ton of options you make every day. I mean, all of our episodes so far have been about options and the options you have about when to go and what to do and all this. And I think you need to leave yourself, you know, room to improvise. Like someone wants to go back home and take a nap. You know, it's like, let them go. You hate to say, no, you can't go take a nap because we have, you know, this lunch reservation at 2.
Right.
Or we have the Genie Plus reservation for Festival of the Lion King at 3. You know, it's like there's an ability, especially with Genie Plus, to overplan your day. But in my experience, I would rather have something and then be able to cancel it rather than not be able to have it. That's just my advice. I recommend planning everything, getting your dining reservation, getting your Genie Plus and all that, and you have it. If you have to miss it, so be it. But I think that's a great, it's a good rule of thumb to follow, but leave yourself open to change plans at the last minute.
Yeah, for sure. And another thing, Disney has cancellation policy for reservations for dining also, but they are very, very lenient. Even before COVID, they're very, very lenient about that too. So if something comes up, you need to cancel, just call and talk to somebody and they will help. They're very easy.
Yes. And so we have advice to do that as well. Advice we may not want to share in the podcast, but reach out to us. We're happy to help however we can. And so again, just leave yourself open to it, but keep in mind, the important thing to remember is that you do have deadlines. Last minute booking trips can be very, very, I'm not gonna say dangerous, but it's very risky because you may not have the hotel that you want available. You may not have
reservations.
Park reservations are huge. And how far in advance you make those? Is it the time of buying tickets?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I would make them as soon as you buy the ticket.
Yeah.
As soon as you buy the ticket confirmation, get them. Used to be you could pull off a spur of the moment Disney trip, but nowadays with how everything's changed, you may not be able to because park reservations are the main thing.
Yeah. And so I know on a recent trip that Magic Kingdom was full or Epcot was full or something's going on, you may not be able to get into the park that you want. So our advice is to, obviously this is a Disney World planning podcast, but plan. Like really, if you want to have a good time, plan. You know, I've had friends text me literally on their way to Orlando. They're in the car on the way. They're like, hey, we decided to go to Disney World. What should we do?
Yeah.
And I'm just trying to frantically text them everything that I possibly can. You know, nowadays I just tell them, hey, listen to the podcast.
Right.
But as you should always tell your friends to do.
That's what I do to them.
Exactly. But it's not, I hate to say that, but it's just not really like that at the moment. It's not where, if you're an annual pass holder or something and you know how to get in and do certain things and maybe, but if you're taking your family to Disney, you're spending a lot of money, a lot of time, are really y'all plan, you know, hopefully that's why y'all are listening to us, because you want to plan for your trip and we are here to help in any way we can. But you've got to plan. You've got to plan your hotel. You've got to plan your tickets, whether you get a park hopper. You've got to plan your sit-down dining. You've got to do your park. You know, all these things that you have to plan for. But in the end, it works out. You know,
it does. It's very easy once you get the hang of it and get somebody to help you. I know, unfortunately, a planned vacation is not everybody's cup of tea. A lot of people are like, well, that's the vacation, I don't want to do this. But once you get that down and you get somebody to help you, it's not a struggle like it sounds like it is.
Right. And Noah, I realize that everything we've just said probably sounds really overwhelming.
It sounds like to anybody and everybody that's never been to Disney World. And that's what I think people are like, why do y'all go there? Why do you like it so much? It's because it sounds overwhelming, but it's really not.
It's not, and it's all worth it. You know, when you're sitting at Ohana and you're watching the electrical water pageant come by, or you're watching the fireworks go across Seven Seas Lagoon, it all becomes worth it. And so now Disney is more normal than it has been in years. You can hug Mickey. You can see the fireworks. You can do it all without your mask.
I was supposed to say the same thing.
It's, you know, things are coming back. Everything's not back yet, but it looks like it's on the way.
It's on the way for sure.
It's coming. So y'all just plan and let us help you. Let Lori help you. Let another authorized planner you know help you. Reach out to me. Reach out to us on social media.
Right. All you got to do is message us. Everything's free. Even if you get a planner, it's free. No extra cost to you.
That's the thing, y'all. You can't beat the price. Free is my favorite number. You know, it really is. So y'all plan ahead. Listen to these episodes. And any way we can help, just let us know.
Thanks for joining us on today's episode of Southern Charm Magic.
Be sure to follow us on Facebook and Instagram under the handles of Southern Charmed Magic. Have a great, big, beautiful tomorrow.
Bye, y'all.